Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brother and sister, dear listener of Lantern, thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. And today we have a new story. Little Boy's Love for His Family is the title of today's story. I was walking around in a big bazaar store doing shopping when I saw a cashier talking to a boy who couldn't have been more than 5 or 6 years old. The cashier said, "I'm sorry, but you don't have enough money to buy this doll." Then the little boy turned to me and asked, "Uncle, are you sure I don't have enough money?" I counted his cash and replied, "You know that you don't have enough money to buy the doll, my dear." The little boy was still holding the doll in his hand. Finally, I walked toward him and I asked him who he wished to give this doll to. "It's the doll that my sister loved most and wanted so much. I wanted to gift her for her birthday. I have to give the doll to my mommy so that she can give it to my sister when she goes there." His eyes were so sad while saying this. "My sister has gone to be with God. Daddy says that mommy is going to see God very soon too. So I thought that she could take the doll with her to give it to my sister." My heart nearly stopped. Then he looked again at the doll with sad eyes, very quietly. I quickly reached for my wallet and said to the boy, "Suppose we check again, just in case you do have enough money for the doll." He said, "Okay, I hope I do have enough." I added some of my money to his without him seeing, and we started to count it. There was enough for the doll and even some spare money. The little boy said, "Thank you, God, for giving me enough money." Then he looked at me and added, "I asked last night before I went to sleep for Allah to make sure I had enough money to buy this doll so that mommy could give it to my sister. He heard me. I also wanted to have enough money to buy a white rose for my mommy, but I didn't dare to ask Allah for too much. But he gave me enough to buy the doll and a white rose. My mommy loves white roses." I finished my shopping in a totally different state from when I started. I couldn't get the little boy out of my mind. Then I remembered the local newspaper article 2 days ago, which mentioned a drunk man in a truck who hit a car occupied by a young woman and a little girl. The little girl died right away, and the mother was left in a critical state. The love that the little boy had for his mother and his sister is still, to this day, hard to imagine. And in a fraction of a second, a drunk driver had taken all this away from him. Respect life, follow and obey rules. Don't make anyone else to pay and bear for your mistakes. Do not make the mistakes which cost others something that can never be replaced.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن
شكرا يا رب شكرا يا رب
يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن شكرا يا
Now we'll listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, and the important points of this nice story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear audience, welcome to a new episode of Lantern from iRib English Radio. Well, in Lantern, what we do is to talk about different religious stories and about the themes and lessons that we can take out of these stories in accordance to the Holy Book of Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And today's episode carries a tender, challenging, yet hopeful message. And what is that message? True love is hard to get. And what makes it hard is not that love is scarce, but that true love demands a heart that gives without greed. The faith trains the heart to remain anchored to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when rejection hurts, the Islamic response is not to collapse. It is to stand again with dignity. You can be saddened without becoming defeated. And that is a very important point. The second point is don't let rejection teach you to stop giving. Let's be honest, rejection can be deeply painful. Sometimes the one you cared for does not recognize your sincerity. Sometimes the relationship is not what you hoped. But the Holy Book of Quran teaches that outcomes are not always under our control. Our role is to be truthful, sincere, and consistent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفا فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها. So establish your face for the religion upright. This is the fitra of Allah upon which He has created people. Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 30. So if you offer genuine love, kindness, respect, or honesty and it was refused, your reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not cancelled. Your goodness does not become meaningless because someone else could not or would not receive it. And you must be careful about this point. Okay, well, let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back to your audience. We were talking about love and how to apply to the pain of rejection in love. We talked about two points and now we will continue this episode by talking about the third element, which is the last one. The third one is the real loss is often not what we think. You know, if someone rejects our love, it is him or her who will be losing the most important thing in their lives. This statement is not arrogance, it is perspective. Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and their love is rooted in seeking Allah's pleasure. When someone refuses sincerity, they may be refusing path to peace, to mercy and closeness. Meanwhile, the one who gives remains purified from greed. The Holy Book of Quran describes a tragic spiritual reality and says, some people reject guidance not because it is not true, but because they are unwilling to surrender their ego. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا أَأْتِ بِقُرْآنٍ غَيْرِ هَذَا. When our clear verses are recited to them, those who do not hope for meeting us say, bring a Qur'an other than this one. Surah Al-Yunus, verse number 15. So rejection can be a refusal of benefit. But the Holy Book of Quran also teaches us how to speak to hearts when compassion rather than bitterness happens. And it says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا and speak to people good words. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 83. So we never respond to rejection with cruelty. We respond with dignified goodness because that is love too.
Okay, well, dear listeners, it seems that our time for this episode has come to its end. May Allah bless our hearts with sincerity and may He remove greed from within us. May He teach us to give love without bargaining and without cruelty. If it is khair for us, unite our hearts with mercy. And if not, may He protect our faith and strengthen our patience after hardship. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Dear brother and sister, thank you very much for your company. This is the end of this episode of Lantern. Until a new story, fi aman Allah.
Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.